Fourth and final hour here on this Tuesday afternoon. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here live. Jack Daniels Barrel House inside Bridgestone Arena. Predators and Winnipeg Jets tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, pregame at 6. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Our next guest, Ryan Whitney from NHL Network, former player. You can watch Ryan on NHL Now. That's at 3 o'clock our time today. Plus, NHL Network will feature the Islanders and the Capitals this Friday at 6 p.m. Visit NHLNetwork.com for your local channel listings. Ryan, how you doing?
What's going on? How are you?
We work with a guy by the name of Hal Gill. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, what a treat. What a treat that must be.
Do you have any insight on Hal Gill?
I have the insight of knowing that Hal doesn't stop talking, and then it gets funnier and funnier, and it's just never going to end.
You do. Hey, Ryan.
I'd say you got it.
Anyway, nobody's safe. Nobody is safe.
You do know Hal.
Exactly. So, I figured Hal hasn't changed.
You're not surprised that he's doing radio here in Nashville with us, are you then?
No. I always thought Hal would be perfect for somewhere in the media. You know, you get to talk. You get paid to talk as opposed to just getting paid to play hockey and then talking nonstop in the locker room.
He has been a real treat to work with this year. He's been a lot of fun. He's done an outstanding job. So when you look at this Predators team, Ryan, what do you see?
I see the favorite to win the Cup. I picked them. I picked Tampa and them to play in the Cup at the beginning of the year, and I kind of don't really remember who I think I said Nashville. I know I picked them to get in there. The team as a whole is just so deep. Like, up and down the lineup, there's no holes. And then, you know, you look at offensively and defensively, and then sometimes people will say, well, what about a goalie? And then Pekka is one of the best in the world. So their roster, how it's built, and that along with playing at Bridgestone and the home ice advantage that there is in Nashville and the atmosphere, I think that it's their conference to win, and their Stanley Cup to possibly win this year. It's a fun team to watch.
I know I've talked all year with Hal about this in either pregame or postgame or both, just talking about the defense. I don't even know if it's really arguably the best decor in the league. You played the position, Hal played the position. Through your eyes, when you see almost the embarrassment of riches that the Predators have on the back end, what do you see?
Yeah, I see the best, best top four in the league. They have four guys, you know, in Ekholm, Yossi, Subban, and Ellis that can not only be really good defensively, but just the way they move the puck, the way they hop into the play. You see so many times when, all four of them can just jump in, create a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-2, and then they're all, you know, dangerous. Ekholm's way better offensively than I think people give him credit for. Ellis and Subban have those heavy, heavy shots from the blue line, and Yossi's just the all-around, probably the best defender on the team. So, I mean, when you have a defenseman in Subban who's been pretty much leading the team in scoring all year, I know right now Arvidsson is, but that just shows that when he's only one of four weapons you have, and when you have a top four like that, you can pretty much run them. Once you get into the playoffs, you can run all those guys around 25 minutes. And then, you know, the 5-6, whether it's Yemelin or Irwin or Weber, I mean, they can play kind of spotty 10 to 12 minutes. And that's when you know you have such a team and a team defense that at any point in time, for the most part, you got two studs in the back end in that top four. It's just such a tough team to play against.
Ryan, we just recently had Barry Trotz on the show, and obviously we got to know him for a long time when he was the longtime Predators head coach, now with the Capitals. He's been very vocal the last 2 years. They've won the President's Trophy, and their reward was getting the Penguins in the second round, especially last year whenever the Penguins had the second most points in the league. And, of course, it was the two teams in the same division, so they had to meet in the second round. That very well could play out right here in our market. Nashville could end up winning the President's Trophy or at least be the number one seed in the Western Conference and the division winner. Certainly all that is in play as we sit here in mid-March. And this matchup tonight could very well play out where they meet in the second round and Winnipeg could end up with the second most points in the conference. You, as a former player and now doing things on our side, do you like the current playoff setup? Because there's been a lot of people pretty vocal about it. What side of the fence are you on? Is this the right way to do it? Or do you, is it going back to 1 verse 8, 2 verse 7, 3, 6, 4, 5?
That seems to be a little more fair in a sense that if you're the Capitals, you don't have to play the Penguins till possibly the third round, or if you're Nashville, you don't have to get the Jets or in the second round. And I understand it's fair. I think the league, in trying to really create those division rivalries, has done a good job. So the way it's good is, that second round's pretty awesome. I mean, no matter what, and whether it's the Metro or the Central, it's going to be a matchup that's so exciting. In a sense, it then can create a third round that's almost not as good. I do see both sides. I know that's kind of being middleman, but I just think it is a little bit unfair, if Nashville does end up playing Winnipeg in the second round. I mean, even the West is crazy, though. I mean, even, if Anaheim gets that eight spot, a second wild card spot, I mean, poor Nashville have to play Anaheim in the first round. So it's going to be hard either way. That's kind of what it comes down to. So the more parity that comes into this league, and it seems like every year there's more and more of it, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you ask teams, you're going to have to beat a team. You have to beat the best team at some point. So whether it's early or late, I don't think the players worry about it. I think it's more so the fans who kind of talk about how unfair it can be to get stuck with a really, really good team in the second round.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here because you brought it up, and it is fascinating because this time of year, this is game 69 for the Predators. You know, your scoreboard watching, your standings watching, you're constantly seeing all the movement and seeing how it's all going to shake out. I think we're all pretty comfortable in saying Vegas is going to win the Pacific, but 2 and 3 is going to be interesting, and will a fourth team get in from the Pacific? When you see San Jose, Los Angeles, and Anaheim, which ones do you see playing out for second and third in the Pacific, and do you think the other one gets in as a wild card team?
Oh, it's tough. I do know that Dallas has such a hard schedule, a very, very tough schedule the rest of the way. I could actually see them not getting in. I mean, they haven't played great. Colorado looks good, but, I mean, yeah, I put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised at all if San Jose and L.A. and Anaheim, they all get in. I think San Jose is this quiet team that nobody talks about. I mean, they really don't get much respect, but they've continually been pretty much in the second spot of the Pacific all year long. I like them there, and I mean, I've been an Anaheim fan, and solely because they had guys injured, and now they're all back, and it seems like they're finding their stride, and then they go lose a game to St. Louis the other day at home. So it's a tough team to figure out, but I don't think anyone wants to pay them in the playoff. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if there are four teams in the Pacific. I really wouldn't be surprised if that ends up happening.
Ryan, as we bounce around a little bit, you did have St. Louis win in both L.A. and Anaheim, which shocked a few people just because they have been fading as much as they have. But is there a chance that they're just coming out of the doldrums here and they'll be right there battling for that last spot?
Well, it certainly seems that when everyone counted them out after the deadline and they moved Stastny and Braden Schenn had the quotes about, well, we're 1 point out of the playoff and we're trading one of our best players, it seemed like things were just kind of setting up for a failed season in St. Louis' eyes. And since then, I think they've kind of rallied around that, and they've gotten better goaltending. I mean, listen, Jake Allen's had a tough year. Carter Hutton's really kind of stood on his head for them. So they're winning games that they weren't supposed to win that have got them right back in the mix. I mean, they got a game in hand in Anaheim, and they're 1 point back. So I actually, on the deadline show, said, all right, well, there's St. Louis' season, and I think a lot of people said that. And I don't know if Mike Yeo's kind of really gotten through to them. Listen, guys, we can still do this. We still have the guys. I mean, this is a good team. I mean, you Tarasenko and Schwartz and Parayko and Pietrangelo on the back end, it's like they still could get in. It was more about goaltending just being so bad for them. So it's a dangerous team that is certainly playing loose when everyone thought they were done after February 28th.
Ryan, as you look at the Eastern Conference right now, and it goes along the lines of what Darren was asking you about the playoff format. I see that Atlantic Division, and you look at the death match in the first round, which looks like it's going to be Bruins against the Maple Leafs. The winner, theoretically, would get the Lightning. I mean, that is pretty brutal right there. Who do you like out of those three teams?
Yeah, I mean, I picked Tampa. They're so good. It's really tough to play against them. But Boston, I think, would beat Toronto. And that's pretty much, I want to say, the only guaranteed matchup you have right now in the first round. I mean, it seems that, you know, maybe Winnipeg, Minnesota are kind of destined to meet. But it's almost guaranteed that Boston's going to play Toronto. And Tampa will probably, Tampa's probably really hoping to play Columbus or Jersey. Because something about the Panthers team, they give Tampa really good games, and if it was that Florida matchup, it could be great. But I think Tampa will win the first round, and then that second round matchup, I think it'll be against Boston. But whether it's against Toronto or Boston, it's not easy. And I mean, it's the same thing. If can you imagine Pittsburgh? I mean, they're trying to win three in a row for the first time since the Islanders in the early 80s. They could possibly say play Philadelphia in the first round, and then get Washington if Washington wins. So it's just so hard to get out of your division now and get to that Eastern Conference or Western Conference final. It makes for the first two rounds of the playoffs by far and away the most fun time of the year. I mean, that beginning of the playoffs, and there's, you know, 2-3 games every night, and it leads into the end of the second round. It's just such a great month of hockey.
We're going to watch Patrick Laine tonight, and it won't be the first time we see him here in this building. But every week, every month that goes by, he keeps putting up more and more good numbers, and he could not be hotter than he is right now, at least. It's scary to think, what if he did get hotter? But when you see him, he looks like he's just got one of those different shots. It's one of those that's just special when it comes off his stick. It just scares the bejesus out of you if you're facing him on the other end. But what are you seeing right now as to why he's so effective?
Well, he's so long and rangy out there. It's like you remember, like Mario Lemieux just looked so big and fluid, and he didn't look like he was going that fast, but he was. And Laine just has a shot that is really unmatched around the league. You look at Ovechkin, and I figured Laine would get one goal last night just to kind of show. I mean, he's on fire. When he gets like this, it's almost unstoppable. I think the flex on his stick, you see, if you can get a picture of him taking a snapshot, there's such an amount of flex on it that creates the whip and the quickness of the release. So he's somebody that is fun to watch play, and because of that, he's just had so much success. I mean, that's a deep forward unit. When we talk about the D in Nashville, it's the forwards in Winnipeg. So it's just a tough team to deal with overall, and he's one of the main reasons. As he gets hot, I mean, he could get 50 if he stays in this pace. It's just, he gets hot, it seems like everything he shoots goes in. It just proves it's not a fluke with the release he has.
That flex on the stick is an interesting point I've often wondered about. And you know, as the game has evolved away from, you know, first of all the wooden sticks, and then, you know, as we evolve towards where we are today, explain to people, Ryan, how hard that is to control, because it seems like, well, everybody should have a stick like that, but it's not exactly easy to use the flex effectively without just whipping the puck all over the place where you don't know where it's going.
It's you think of Brett Hull, you know. I think of Brett Hull and kind of the flex he had. It almost feels like when I tried to have a stick like that, I would pass it and would kind of go off to the side. It's almost like you have to know how to use it. Laine's release, though, because of his reach, he's able to get the puck so far away from him, and he's got these strong wrists where, you know, a lot of guys need the stick to be in tight, especially with that top hand, to get a lot of kind of muscle on a shot. He's able to reach out, use the reach. He creates new angles for himself, and then he just leans on that stick, flexes it, and from there, it's just like the release of the flex just fires this puck. I mean, he shoots high a lot. It's high and heavy, and it's just quick. So it's something that I think is other players, other goal scorers, you'd think would look to use a stick with that much flex, but some people just can't do it.
One more question on the East. We just saw the Devils come through here. They've got a huge road swing. It's really intriguing to see where the Panthers have come from here as they make their charge up there. So who do you like in that last wild card spot in the East?
Well, I've said all year I thought Jersey was going to get in, so I'm going to stick with them. But Columbus just keeps winning. And that last the loss last night Florida had to Ottawa was bad, because they do have games in hand on Columbus and Jersey, but they got to win those games. You could talk about games in hand, but they only matter if you win. So to lose against an Ottawa team that they should have beaten really kind of hurts them. That could end up killing them. But I do think they might get in over Jersey, because Jersey they're on a 6-game road trip right now. Tomorrow night they play in Vegas. It's pretty much their whole season in a 6-game trip out west, where they're playing, you know, Anaheim, L.A., all the good teams out in the west. And so I don't know if they'll be able to get through that. Their goal, Kincaid's been great, as Corey Schneider's kind of struggled coming back from injury. He's going to have to get going. So right now I am picking Florida just because of how, I mean, I think they're 15-4-1 since February 1st, right? Something, some crazy number. And because of that, I mean, it's hard to pick against them right now. Let's see if they can bounce back from a tough loss against Ottawa at home, but they still have games in hand and games at home that I think can get them in the playoffs, mainly because of the play of Barkov, who's just a superstar nobody talks about in Florida.
Last thing real quick, Ryan. Elli Tolvanen was the Predators' first-round pick in this past draft. He's been tearing it up over in the KHL. It was unbelievable in the Olympics. He's gotten everybody's attention. The general manager, David Poile, has talked about him joining the team when he wraps up the playoffs in the KHL. Set a rookie record this year. I believe you played a season in the KHL, did you not?
Yes, I did. I did. I was over in Sochi.
And how was that experience? Because obviously it's so hard to know anything over here in the States about the KHL.
Yeah, I mean, it's way different. It's offensive hockey that isn't very comparable to AHL or NHL just because of the size of the ice being different and the style of the play being different. But, you know, there's plenty of players over there that you could tell are kind of step above. And from what I've read, Tolvanen is one of those guys. I mean, just the chance that Nashville's probably going to get to add him, and, you know, whether he plays third line, fourth line, who knows where he ends up. But I think he could help him right away because it's almost like they made a, you know, they'll be able to make a trade for a guy that they didn't need to give up anyone for because of being a draft pick. So that's exciting for Nashville to get to a player, you know, add a player that's been this good in a good league to their kind of cup run and cup chances come playoff time.
Did your checks clear over there? We've heard some crazy stories over the years.
Yeah, it took a while to get everything, but they ended up clearing.
Really appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this, and we'll do it again down the road soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. See you later.
You can watch Ryan Whitney on NHL Now at 3 o'clock our time today, plus NHL Network will feature the Islanders and the Capitals this Friday at 6 p.m. To check your local listings for what channel that's on, visit NHLNetwork.com. We will come back with more on 102.5 The Game.